includes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts, participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hour number two of the Bob Tuscan Show. So glad you could join us. Steve Starr is riding shotgun with us. A woman faces 7 years in prison after altercation with the NYPD. That's right. This chick was at an Occupy protest. Her crime, well, I'll tell you about it a little bit later. I want to tease that story a bit before I get into it any deeper. And we still haven't gotten into the 15 reasons why your food bill is going to be soaring. This is important, folks. We talked a little bit about the inflation of food and how moms across the country and dads. I do most of the grocery shopping here, I'll be honest. I have been seeing that things are really tight when you go to the store, especially when you buy the type of food that we buy at the Bob Tuscan family. Which, by the way, if you are able to and you have a few extra Federal Reserve notes, please help us out. I don't get any money doing this show. Any of the money we get are from listeners that find what we do to be important and they see value in it, and therefore they throw a few Federal Reserve notes our way. If you go to the website BobTuscan.com, on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see Donate to the Tuscan Family tab. And if you could throw a few Federal Reserve notes our way, we'd really appreciate it. Because milk is $7.99 a gallon for raw milk. We buy one of those a week. And that's all we can afford. We can hardly afford that.
You're lucky, though. You get to buy raw milk. Just think about the rest of us who have to spend.
That's true. Well, it's for pet consumption only, Steve.
Yeah.
Pet consumption only.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, all right. So we'll get to the 15 reasons why your food bill is going to start soaring. I'll get to that a little bit later. We're also taking your calls, 800-313-9443. Feel free to join us. Love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. Let's go back to the phone lines before we get too much more ahead of ourselves and talk to Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Bob. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Mark.
How y'all doing tonight?
Good, buddy. How's things out in Oregon?
They're pretty good. I tell you, it's really raining here just north of California. You know, we've been getting quite a bit of steady rain over the last couple of weeks. And by the way, about that, you know, Dr. Bill Deagle, who's very knowledgeable in various areas, he studied the manipulation of the weather concerning the drought in California, and he feels very strongly from his observation of the radiological contamination which is in the ocean being drawn up into the rain, that they're blocking the fronts with their electromagnetic technologies because there's so much radiation, they're not letting the rain come into California. They did let it come in what was it, about 5 days ago. It rained really good, mainly in the northern half, I believe, of California. But down south, they really didn't get any. But that was a South Pacific storm that actually was not carrying radiation. It came up way from down in the south. In the southern
well, you must
part.
Be reading my mind here, because in conjunction with the food
storage
system.
I do that all
system,
the time, Bob. I'm constantly
you're good.
Monitoring you, yeah.
You're good. California farmers are going to leave 500,000 acres sitting idle this year because of the extremely dry conditions. 2013 was the driest year on record for the state of California, and 2014 has been expectedly dry so far as well.
Right.
And it gets worse. There's a couple different things here that I should point out. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, guys, 91.6% of the entire state of California is experiencing severe to exceptional drought, even right now as you're hearing this broadcast. According to CNBC, it is being projected that California farmers are going to let 500,000 acres of farmland sit idle this year because of the crippling drought, and it goes on and on and on. This
yeah,
is really scary, folks.
About 80% of the fruits, nuts, and vegetables that this country consumes comes right out of the valleys, which are closed down now. They're
mm-hmm.
not going to be planting this coming season.
That is the real breadbasket of our nation now, folks. You don't realize that. And on top of that, we got bees disappearing, so the pollinators are going away. Nobody seems to be paying any attention to the state of bees in the world today, which is really interesting. And I heard a piece on NPR that you might find interesting. I know. National Propaganda Radio. I know. But sometimes there's some interesting stuff on there.
Or National Pentagon Radio.
Pentagon Radio. Yeah, that's the other one. Anyways, I heard that about the Sierra Nevada snowpack is only 15% of what it normally is.
Wow.
And there's an expert who goes around looking at the snowpack and to see what, you know, the volume is. And, well, things are looking pretty darn dire here. Experts, listen to this quote, experts offer dire warnings. The current drought has already eclipsed previous water crises like the one in 1977, which a meteorologist friend translating into language we understand as historians, likened to the Great Depression of droughts. Most Californians depend on the Sierra Nevada for their water supply, but the snowpack there was just 15% of normal in early February. The underground aquifers that so many California farmers depend upon are being drained at a staggering rate. Pumping from aquifers is so intense that the ground as part of the valley is sinking about a foot a year. Only aquifers compress. They can never fill with water again.
Wow. Well, you know, Bob, Steve, also you have, if you go back to about 1951, when the population was half of what it is now, it's about 150 million. So going back about almost 65 years, excuse me, you've got the same amount of cattle now because so many farmers have had to sell off their cattle. I guess you'd say they've sold off about 50% roughly, it sounds like. And so it's half the cattle for twice the people as in 1951. And you put this all together, and if you enter into it, the really well-proven premise that, as Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, nothing happens by accident in the area of politics. And politics is the whole route by which agencies are governed, agencies are allowed to go and do their scientific manipulation of the weather. And beyond that, you could go into the subliminal messaging of the public through the television medium that's been going on so long, and, of course, the fluoride and everything else. So we're just basically in a fascist government. We're seeing what that really means now, because the people have absolutely no power and no say-so whatsoever, no voice in the governing. And all of the governing is to the detriment of the welfare of the people. And, you know, you go and you look at an old Mercury dime, and you look on the back of it, And what you have is what's called a fasci. And you've got a bundle of, it looks like wheat, and I think it's banded three times. And that's probably very symbolic as to what the system of fascism is, how it comes into being, and what it does after it comes into being. But basically, we're all bundled up at this point as far as the people of this country and, to a great extent, the people of the world. We have no say-so any longer in where we're going. We've got a maniac driving the bus, and there are a whole lot of cliffs to drive off with no guardrails.
Thanks for
anyway,
the call.
God bless you guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, welcome back with the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starrs is with us, as well as John Kerry. John, thanks so much for joining us. So tell me, what is a weapon of mass destruction these days to you?
Well, a weapon of mass destruction, Bob is don't tase that gentleman back there. Don't tase him.
Yeah, thanks.
I'd like to answer his question, though I won't.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, let's see, in my campaign in 2004, hey, do we actually have that comment from John Kerry where he, you know, tells us about global warming being one of the weapons of mass destructions?
I think we do. Should we cue that up?
Yeah, let's listen to from the horse's mouth or other end, if we have it. Yes. Well, we'll get it for you.
Are we going to cue that up sometime this year? Global warming might completely destroy us all here.
That's right. We might be drying up, blowing away by the time.
You got a cue now, Mr. Producer? Okay, here we go.
We put him on the spot.
Okay. I know. He's the best, except when we put him on the spot.
Really?
I don't understand why I gave you the whole show itinerary if you can't have these clips loaded, Mr. Producer. Come on now.
Yeah, the itinerary. Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah, we have this all set in stone months before we go about doing this show.
Yeah, he needs to talk to Mark.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has been in Indonesia talking about climate change. He spoke to students at the American Cultural Center in Jakarta, describing the nation as being one of the most vulnerable on Earth.
When I think about the array of global climate of global threats... Think about this. Terrorism. Epidemics.
Sorry.
What happened there? Somebody get tased? Wait a minute. Don't tase.
Terrorism.
Epidemics. Poverty.
Oh, poverty. Wow, I'm glad poverty ranks third on that list there.
The proliferation of weapons of mass destruction.
Like global warming.
All challenges that know no borders. The reality is that climate change ranks right up there with every single one of them.
Yeah. Climate change. It's no longer called global warming, it's now called climate change. And don't tase me, bro, if I ask a different question. John Kerry, the man who was elected president in 2004, elected president, and decided he didn't want to do that because he had other plans.
Oh, no, he wasn't going to be president.
Well, he might still be president. You never know. I mean,
yes, that's true.
I actually have a coin that I bought from China. You know, I guess they made both names on the coins, and they sold John Kerry, president of 2004 he was elected, right? I've actually got the coin. It's a collector's item now. The smiling John Kerry on it said, "President of the United States." It's interesting, But when you're a skull and bones brother with George W., I mean, what's being president all about anyway? It's all a team effort here. You know, he's a team player. And so now he's still in the politics while George W. is out on his ranch, or wherever he is. So that's what we
got.
Hi, babe. Yes, John Kerry is definitely a piece of work, isn't he? I mean, can you imagine this guy actually addressed Congress years ago? I remember seeing the clips of him wearing his fatigues, you know, talking about all the atrocities committed by our troops in Vietnam and how he was, you know, had to testify on behalf of the human rights issues and everything like that, you know, framing up a lot of the guys over there who were sent to do all these ugly things in the name of freedom and liberty. And the last big... long meandering fiasco war. We called it Vietnam, which I thought we'd never see another one. And yet we've been in Afghanistan now longer. And Lockheed Martin is sending more parts and missiles and drones over there and a bunch of other things going on with Afghanistan at this present time. And of course, you know, now John Kerry is making excuses for all of the atrocities being committed. Total 180-degree switch. But, why would you want to be president, Bob, when you can have so much fun as Secretary of State?
That's right. Capital One says it can show up at cardholders' homes and workplaces.
What's in your home? This is Capital One.
Exactly right. Ding dong. Cap One calling. That's right, folks. Credit card issuers at Capital One isn't shy about getting into customers' faces. The company recently sent a contract update to cardholders that makes clear it can drop by any time it pleases. By the way, isn't this a violation of the, is it the Third Amendment?
No, the Fourth, actually.
Fourth Amendment, that's
the one. It would be the Fourth, but, you know, this is a private business, so it's not the government, so it doesn't matter.
That's true.
Yeah.
The updates specifies that we may contact you in any manner we choose, and that such contacts can include calls, emails, text, faxes, or, quote, personal visits. Isn't that creepy?
Yeah. What's in your wallet? What's in your house?
What's in your
middle drawer? What's in your pants? Capital One.
I don't know about the pants part.
That's TSA. They bring them along.
Yes. Leave that to the TSA, please. Yeah. All right. What else do I want to get to tonight? We do have open phone lines if you want to jump in on any at any time. 800-313-9443. Venezuela president expels three U.S. consular officials. The new president there, Maduro, says, quote, "We don't expect threats from anyone in the world." President Nicolas Maduro is expelling three U.S. consular officials, accusing them of meeting students involved in anti-government protest. The country has been growing political, growing political tension and rallies, with three protesters dying in clashes last week. An arrest warrant has been issued for opposition leader Leopoldo López, who has pledged to lead a march in the capital of Caracas on Tuesday. The U.S. has expressed concerns about arrest of opposition protesters. Mr. Maduro did not name the U.S. officials being expelled when he made the announcement in a national TV broadcast, but said the foreign ministry would give details later. So there you go. There's a little bit of news.
Secretary of State John Kerry also issued a statement on the recent violence resulting in the death of three people. He said, quote, "The United States is deeply concerned by rising tensions and violence surrounding this week's protests in Venezuela. Our condolences go out to the families of those killed as a result of this tragic violence." He said that Saturday. So he's getting involved with that now, too. And, you know, of course, the United States is called upon to take care of all kinds of problems with everybody's business all over the world, and that's what we do. We're glad to do it.
Steve, things are on high alert when it comes to radiation these days. And when we come back from the break, I want to tell you about something that has not been reported on by many outlets at all. New Mexico nuclear waste site has a, quote, radiological event. We'll tell you what that means on the other side.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Get There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Hey, at about 11:30 p.m., there was a radiological event at a New Mexico nuclear waste site. I want to tell you about that in just a moment, but as promised, we will take your phone calls as we get them. 800-313-9443 is how you can join us. 800-313-9443. And let's talk to Curtis for a moment. Hello, Curtis.
Hi, Bob. It's great to hear your voice. Were you on vacation for a week or two?
No, I wasn't.
Right,
maybe I was.
Maybe
I was figuratively speaking. Who knows?
Okay. So I heard other voices when I called in, when I listened in the last couple of weeks. But it's great to hear your voice. And I wanted to say, I think you need a disclaimer at the end of your program that the program that follows yours has no association with your program.
You know, to be honest, Curtis, I don't even know what show follows mine. And
okay, good.
Be honest, I don't really
care. You really don't. It's horrible.
All right, okay. Fair enough.
But I did want to say that I love your show, and I was remembering, I think it was either Gandhi or...
I thought you hated my show, Curtis.
No, I love your show. Why would you say such a thing?
I don't know. I thought you hated my show.
No, I love your show. I love your variety. I love your voice, and I also love how you probe deep for for root-level solutions, which technically are radical, but really just root-level solutions. And that's what I try to think of. I think it was Einstein or Gandhi, I forget who, that said solutions are solved at a, always at a level higher than the situation that caused them. That's not always true. I mean, sometimes you have to skate faster or better instead of bashing out Nancy Kerrigan's knee.
Exactly.
So sometimes you have to keep working where you're at. But I try to think of solutions which are transcend all the bickering.
Well, see, and I'm on the same page with you, because the solutions to the symptoms are often the creation of many, many more problems. Okay, so you really have to get to the root of the problem in order to offer a noteworthy solution. And that's what I
Absolutely.
Attempt to do. I appreciate your kind words, because I know we don't agree on everything, but at least you see the intent and you understand where we're coming from with this.
Yeah, I like the program. Anyway, I called to say I had a Holy Grail discovery the other day. I found three things that all were based on the same thing, an economic solution, a government solution, and an ethnic solution to problems, and they're all based on land designation. The solution.
I got to hear this. Oh, no, this land, okay, we've heard this before from you. Break it down for us, Curtis.
Okay, well, it's tri-level, and that is three levels of private property, ethnic private property. Basically, Germany can't invade France, who can't invade Britain, who can't invade Ireland. Community private property, this is Catholicocracy, and individual private property, done systematically, and this is Georgism, which I've improved to nicism. And so basically land designation on three levels, ethnic, community, and individual, gives us the root-level solutions. The first one's rainbowism, the second's Catholicocracy for governing, and the third is nicism for an economic solution. So it's just like this holy grail of what I would call the unified theory of sociology, landtopia, I'm calling it. It's a tri-level systematic land designation. So that's it. That's it. That is incredible. I solved everything with one unified theory, land designation on three nested levels. Back to you, and I guess that's it for tonight, unless you want to listen for 6 hours.
Well, you know, there's a lot there, and, you know, I mean, who's going to designate this and enforce that, though, Curtis?
I was hoping you would. I like your voice, and I like your judgment, so I was hoping you would do that.
Well, I'm so busy with the Bob Tuscan show, but I'd be glad to lend a hand. No, I'm not being cynical. I'm just saying that, you know, I mean, I understand what you're talking about here. You're just saying let the people have some property and let the community have some property, and let's hold on to the land and let's work it. But, you know, I don't understand how we would designate that. When you say designated, it's got to be enforced in some manner, and private property is being, you know, absconded with left and right and eminent domain,
right,
things like that, you know.
Well, if you don't like any land designation, I'd like to sleep in the latitude and longitude where your bed is tonight, and then I want to swim in the latitude and longitude where your swimming pool is tonight, and then I want to go into your refrigerator, because I don't want you to use any force or aggression to claim part of God's creation for just you if we can't designate land. Can I do that tonight?
Right, I understand that. You know, what you're talking about is giving people their right to their own property. Isn't that kind of it?
Systematically, equal land credit at age 18 every month. If you want more than a quotient of the severally sector, because some land will be still in the jointly sector, like for libraries or parks. But if we're going to have a severally sector, so you grow oranges and I grow peanuts and then we trade, then it has to be done systematically, not like capitalism, which is an ad hoc, willy-nilly, organic approach. We have to count all the acres, see which is of high quality, low quality, and then everyone gets a credit. So if you don't have actual land that month, you get a citizen's dividend for being de-landed by the federal government, who gave all the land away long before you were born. This is kind of like Georgism, but done systematically. And it's done from a libertarian point of view. In other words, it's not like I don't believe in private property. I believe in private property for everybody systematically. It's an earth credit. It's just like air. I don't have to buy my air, my rain, my sun, or my left kidney, or my land. And I don't want to hear you came to this country with no left kidney, and now you own 20 left kidneys. Paul Harvey, that's the rest of the story. That's garbage. Land is a right. I have a right to sleep on this planet without paying a landlord. And everyone actually does. And it needs to be done systematically. I don't want to have to buy my front teeth. And it doesn't matter if I then can punch out 20 people's front teeth to make up for it later. Those are all false moral justifications for a corrupt system. That's on the individual level. On the community level, we could have Smokeland, Drugland, Noodland. I know you want to go to Noodland. Non-Noodland, non-Drugland, non-Drinkland, non-Smokeland. So you wouldn't vote. Voting means imposing on your neighbors how you want them to live. You would propose, zote, zone, and go to that land. Kind of like red state, blue state, kind of like 55 and up communities, kind of like communes. You prope, zote, and go. You don't vote. Vote is one of the many attributes of imposocracies. Imposocracies are democracies, republics, monarchies, theocracies, meritocracies, military dictatorships, and all those ocracies are people decide how you're going to live. Here, you decide how you want to live, and then land is appropriated. And if we can appropriate land for highways and airports, we sure as heck ought to be appropriate land for homogenous communities where everyone wants to use, let's say, newer calendar or metric or a new alphabet or a new spelling. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. But it destroys progress to not let people have their own communities. So that's on the middle level. That's community private property. Ethnic private property we pretty much have, except for the white race, which has to absorb all the world's non-white people, or we're racist if we don't. But China still gets to say China. Japan still gets to say Japanese. Ghana still says Ghanese. But white people have to share their stripe of the rainbow, or we're racist. So this is my beautiful unified theory of sociology. Landtopia, tri-level, systematic land designation. Back to you.
Very good. You know, I think it's a great idea. The only problem is, you know, it's anti-evolutionary in terms of, I mean, look at the American Indians who used to own the land. You know, they had that idea. Then there were the American citizens before Agenda 21, and now we've learned that really the land does not belong to us, that we're all a part of this one big happy community worldwide. And, you know, what we really need to do is cooperate and live in these combined chicken coop centers and not walk on the grass and, of course, feed whatever they give us, we eat, you know. I mean, it's that kind of a thing. I mean, I agree. You know, I'm being cynical, of course, Curtis, but I agree, you know, that we are having difficulties with all of this, right? But the point I'm making
we do have horrible difficulties, and I think land designation is the key to the most happiness and harmony and virtuous and healthy, wholesome living. Because it breaks the paracycle where people like to smoke and drink, but they want to live in a nice country where most people don't smoke or drink. And in other words, they wouldn't want to live in Drunkland because people won't show up on time. People will be, but they want to live nice, but they don't want to be nice. And this would break that cycle. You could actually break free and have your own community where you could set your own rules. But you don't get to vote on how other people have to live. You just vote how you want to live. And the government would be required to allocate land in proportion of citizen credits for that parameter. Now, not every parameter would matter. Of course, there'd be three P's, designated nationally, decided locally, and, of course, the biggies are the what I call the deal breakers. Like, for me,
all
a
right,
deal
my
breaker,
head is spinning. My head's spinning. We'll get to some stuff when we come back.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Chuskin Show. Got to get to this story about the New Mexico is what I was about to say. The New Mexico nuclear waste site, which has had a radiological event. And before I do that, I want to talk to Adrian in Kansas. What's up, Adrian?
Great show as always, guys.
Hey, Adrian. Do you ever call up and tell us it hasn't been a great show, man? Come on.
I've learned so much, man. In fact.
All right, fair enough.
Well, I was listening to your earlier caller there, and he's got some great ideas. Is my only problem with it, Steve Starrs was saying, someone at the end of the day kind of has to enforce this, and you would end up, it would take a worldwide government to enforce something like this, you know?
Some sort of central plan,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. And it's like we'd kind of end up making a new monster to fix the old one. It's like, at the end of the day, we'd have to make a personal choice, either, you know, who we're going to associate with, and they're all sort of personal choices that we make. And if we give that over to some other entity or make some entity to, you know, even to do good. And it usually has a way of backfiring, you know. But
yeah, he's talking about ownership of land, you know, is all he's talking about. But that's exactly what we're pointing out, is that with Agenda 21, what they're trying to do is move us off the land and put us in this collective. And we can't stop that. We can't disenforce that whole agenda unless we know what it is. And we'll never get back to what he's talking about until we actually hold on to our own property and people are again identified by their ability to work the land or have property and be independent. You know, I mean, that's ideological there, and that's going to have to be the shift, don't you think, Adrian?
Oh, I agree, man. That, you know, it's we all have a lot of work to do, you know,
yeah,
ourselves,
do.
You know. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, buddy. Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Good man. I like him.
Yeah. Do you not like anyone?
No, I like most everybody, you know, Bob.
Steve's such an agreeable dude, and I'm such a curmudgeon.
I'm the gentle Gentile.
Maybe that's why we have such nice rapport with one another.
That's right, man. You know?
You're just such a nice guy, and I'm just such an ass.
No, you're actually a pretty easygoing guy, Bob. It's just that you're a little cynical, and that's okay, because you know people should ask questions. They should be a little cynical these days. I mean, after all, anybody who takes pictures of the Federal Reserve Bank building, you know, I mean,
I should just run the audio from that.
Yeah, you should. You should run that.
But let's run the audio for a little bit. Hold on.
Do you want to do that, or get the story about New Mexico, though? I'm anxious to hear this.
I want to tease that till next hour.
Okay, next hour, the New Mexico nuclear mishap that we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, there was a radiological event. We'll tell you about that.
Yeah, In the meantime,
let's listen to... This is the footage. You got to watch the video itself, folks. It's up on my YouTube channel. And by the way, please subscribe to the YouTube channel as well, and you'll follow the subscription and get all sorts of videos as they come out. I've been releasing a couple videos a week, at least, and it's good stuff usually. So check out my YouTube channel, Bob Tuskin, T-U-S-K-I-N. But here's the audio from that footage of me having an encounter with the Federal Reserve Police, and wait until you hear what a random passerby had to say about filming the Federal Reserve building.
Now that's the Adam, too.
Yeah, it's an atomic symbol.
It's an atomic...
here we go.
Hi!
Hi, how are you? Are you down in the front of the building?
No. No picture?
It's okay.
Have a nice day. Is this federal or...
private property,
private or federal?
Property,
or? Come in to see the exhibit. You can't take pictures inside.
I'm with the press. Is that still not allowed?
I don't think you're taking
it.
Okay, so I can. Can we film outside the building? Not supposed to.
In the street there.
No.
At all.
Why do you say no?
I will tell you why.
Why?
You ready?
Yep. Ready.
It pinpoints location and everything for the terrorists.
Oh. Okay.
That is incredible. This guy is so stupid. I mean, can you...
That was a random guy. I said, well, why can't we film? And he goes, we can't film? And he goes, N-O. One more time. Ready? Ready for this stupidity? Listen to this.
Tell you why.
Why?
You ready?
Yep, ready.
It pinpoints location and everything for the terrorists.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness, Bob. You know, terrorists don't know how to read maps. So, you know, any video that you might shoot is going to tell them that the bank is located right where it is, where they can find it in the phone book. You know, I mean, yeah. I mean, these people are so stupid.
I can't
stupid.
Make videos like that up, dude. I can't make that up.
It's amazing that this guy probably had no realization that you were going to make such an ass of himself. You
know? Who are the terrorists? The terrorists. Is that like the Jets?
The terrorists.
Yeah. The terrorists.
Yeah.
The bears.
You should have asked him, who are the terrorists, though? You know, I mean, why would they be concerned with, you know, the Federal Reserve Bank? I mean, after all, they can fly airplanes into big buildings in New York, and that's their goal, isn't it? Why would they be concerned with our money system? It's amazing. So what did the police say, though? Is that the part where the police... I have to watch the video again. It's on bobtuskin.com.
Yeah,
is that,
Yeah, it's on BobTuscan.com under our video picks of the day. And it's also on my YouTube channel, which is also linked up at BobTuscan.com. The police, he was just really non-confrontational. He just told us we couldn't film. And I didn't push it much, so.
You suppose this guy might have actually been a plant or something like that? Maybe he was an undercover?
I don't know. He had his whole family with him. He was just walking by. He had his kids.
Yeah.
And even they were all laughing at him.
Oh, they were? His kids were laughing
at
him?
Yeah, his kids were laughing at him. They're like, Dad. Oh,
gee,
Dad. Don't,
you're such an idiot.
Gee, Dad, you're such a... All right, I'm sorry. I get a kick out of it. Steve, next hour, I got a video I want to share with you. I think you'll like this one. You might have already seen it.
Okay.
But I watched it, and I said, this is something I got to share with Steve. You ready for this? Next hour, we're going to play a video, and here's the title. Okay, I'm going to tease it for you. Coffee Care, the Affordable Coffee Act. Oh, have you seen this?
Can get in on that. I like coffee.
You like coffee, right? You're a coffee drinker.
Yeah. Can I have Coffee Care?
Coffee Care, the Affordable Coffee Act.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so I'm going to play that for you next hour. It's a great little piece. And then also next hour, we're going to start off with the look at this radiological event that took place in New Mexico, right around the your backyard there, Steve. So we'll take a look at that. Also, next show, tomorrow night on the Bob Seskin Show, we have two great guests coming on, John and Bonnie Mitchell. They're going to be talking with us about television mind control. And you might say, yeah, Bob, I know about the propaganda on TV. I know. I don't watch TV. I don't watch TV either. But what they've uncovered as far as the sigil magic and the various aspects of programming, television programming, and they call it that for a reason. They take a look at the flicker rates. They took a look at the nature of television and how it is a weapon, a mind control weapon. And these two, John and Bonnie Mitchell, have probably the best presentation on the topic that I've seen. And we're going to have them on the show with us. Tomorrow?
Don't blink. Don't blink, because this is CBS.
Yeah, watch out for that. Those circles, folks. That's all
watch
I'll
out,
say.
Watch out for the big CBS eyeball.
Yeah, the all-seeing CBS eyeball, that's for sure. All righty, Steve. Well, we got a lot to get to, and we'll keep the phone lines open next hour as well. What do you say? Sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan. We're having a good time tonight. It's a Monday night. We're getting people ready. Come on, friends. Hang in there with us. You know, we will be back with a lot of great stuff.
Right. All right. So hour number three, we've got a lot to get to. And, folks, if you ever want to email me, feel free to do so. TheBobTuscanShow@gmail.com. TheBobTuscanShow@gmail.com. Hour number three coming up in just seconds.
Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out.